Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Tuesday, May the 10th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in all over the globe. I know we are simulcasting into a number of new countries like Myanmar, in Burmese. Used to be Burma, you guys remember that. Myanmar, some call it Myanmar, I think it's Myanmar. And then we're also broadcasting into South Korea in Korean and Mandarin, into China. I'm not sure if we're getting to Japan in Japanese like we were, or Russia in Russian like we were. I hope we still are. India has been able to hear us, of course, in English, and those guys, I think, are tuned in to us and pick us up on our link on the replay. But regardless of how they're listening, let me say a quick little message in Spanish for those that might be in Venezuela. Para vosotros que están en Venezuela, mucho gusto encontrarles y me gusta hablar contigo en español un poquito. Entonces, bienvenidos al Big Call y al apellido grande, digamos, y espero que te gusta el Big Call para esta noche y después de esta noche también, CI. Okay, so a little welcome to those in Venezuela. sí, para vosotros en Venezuela, tenía dos amigos que se llamaban Jack y Nelson Echavarría, pero hace largo tiempo que he conocido a ellos, y si les conocí a ellos, dile que mucho gusto para Bruce. Okay, there you go. Well, that's my little intro, my little shout out to two of my college buddies from Venezuela. All right, look. This is what we're going to do, as we always do. We pray the call in, and then we go to Sue for a teaching, which will be great tonight, I'm sure. And so, and we'll see Bob at half past the hour. All right, so let's go ahead and pray the call in, everybody. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity that we have, not only to be called, but to be chosen. And we recognize that many are called, but few are chosen. We recognize that those that represent the Big Call universe out there are the chosen. We know that we've been chosen for a time such as this. We've been chosen to do great and mighty things. And we thank you that you give us the wherewithal, the power, and the light, and the life to go forward with our plans to help level the playing field throughout the globe of the earth. Thank you for all that you're doing for us to keep us healthy, to keep us financially sound, and to keep us on our straightforward path, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sue, this is no difference from where we have been over the last weeks and months in looking forward to what you have curated for us in the way of a teaching tonight. So I, for one, am excited. I'll speak for Bob and say he would have been excited were he able to listen live. But I would say this could be this is a beautiful time of our call right now.
It is a beautiful time, and thank you so much for that, Bruce. And thank you for everybody that's listening and ready to receive inspiration, concentration, and deeper meaning for their journey with our community. And so tonight we're going to focus on, do you long to change the world? 8 keys to becoming a world changer. Every so often in the course of history, there are individuals born who defy common reason and statistical explanation. And that's in bold. And that's everybody that's listening to these words. These are the great ones who break the tether of their generation's expectations. And I'm thinking about Dave, I'm thinking about Cindy, I'm thinking about everybody I've ever worked with, and rise to the high call that seems to echo from somewhere beyond the grave. There's a distinct and inspiring lesson we can learn from history makers. They were famous for what they did, not for what they didn't do. And there are a lot of history makers that don't get recognized. So realize just because you're not out in social media, that could be you. I have a sense that the church has, in some ways, allowed ourselves to become known for our boxes instead of our passions. That is, famous for what we don't do because of our righteous constrictions. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be known for all the things I didn't do, but rather for the change I made in my lifetime. 8 keys for becoming a world changer. Many of us find our inner man longing, stirring, and burning for the great adventure. Live or die, we must press through the walls of mediocrity and find the promised land of our souls. We live with a passion to be numbered among those who have gained fame in the halls of heaven and are feared among the prison guards of hell. If we're going to walk as God's ruling royalty, we have to. 1, pray unceasingly. 2, give sacrificially. 3, love this one, dream unreasonably. 4, serve wholeheartedly. That means all in. 5, love unashamedly. 6, walk innocently. 7, believe undoubtingly. And 8, live powerfully. These are the qualities of the Bride of Christ in all of her glory. She's called to be the most creative force on the face of the earth. Attack of the Clones. What stops us from living out this call as the bride? I'm convinced that religion is the problem, and it's the father of genetic cloning. Religion invented cloning long before the world ever thought of it. Religion has a way of sucking the most powerful people on the planet into a spiritual lookalike contest, calling it discipleship. True discipleship is meant to empower people to be transformed into the image of their Creator. But religion redefines the terms, conforming people into replicas of their leaders. Religion takes God's mighty men and women and makes them artifacts in a museum. Think outside the box. Religious people like the Pharisees of old have the hardest time reaching out to folks who think outside the box and don't behave inside their hopeless shackles. Part of the struggle comes from what they've done to the Savior of the world. They've stabilized the gospel. Jesus took water and turned it into wine. But 2,000 years later, today's Pharisees have diluted it to grape juice. The death of Christ paid for our sin, but it was his resurrection that gave life to our mortal bodies. Religion embraces death sadistically and moves the risen Christ out of the garden and back to the tomb. We've lost sight of the fact that the cross was for the old man, not the new man, and that the true Christian life is not about dying for Christ, but living in the life he purchased for us to establish his kingdom on earth and throughout the heavens. That's my addition. The church must shake off the shackles of religion and embrace our supernatural destiny. Get your inoculation for religion. One of the strongest weapons we have against the religious mindset that puts us in boxes is a true connection with God as our Father. Understanding and experiencing the Father heart of God is an inoculation against the counterfeit of religion, which is simply works without a relationship with the one who loves us the most. World changers know who their daddy is, and they know what they have access to as the children of the King of Kings. We don't all have to be the president to make a difference in the world. However, we can take steps today towards becoming a world changer today. And everybody that's on the call fits this description. Regardless of your station in life, it is imperative that you walk out your identity and understand the ways royal people influence authority, and that's heavenly royalty. Why? Because if you want to have influence, but you don't know who you are, it's easy to reduce yourself to social begging, hoping that the big, powerful people can feel compassion for you and help your cause. We're all called to be history makers. Are you learning to carry God's power and authority into every realm of society? I think a lot of the people, the majority of the people on this call, are feeling the wave of light and glory that they can now wear, as this is our teaching for tonight.
Amen. Well, that's a good one, Sue. That's a call. That's a call out to the church and to the body of Christ. To
the new, to the innovative ones. Yep.
To take a look. You know, yeah, because the way this thing is, yeah, we're not here to create a bunch of clones of some of the great men or women of God. Yes, we do look up to them. They are heroes of the faith, and they should be esteemed for that. But each one of us is unique. There's only one Sue. And probably, thank God, there's only one of me. There's definitely only one Bob, you know? I mean, look, yep. God made us, each one of us, to be individuals, but to be part of a larger body, to work together, to work in what's the word I'm looking for, Sue? In coherence with each other.
Harmony, coherence,
in harmony. Yeah. And that's really what it's all about. I think we take each one of us, each one has our own specific gifts and callings and talents. And it's important that we find out what those are and put those to good use as we go about changing the world. And that's why we are world changers. We're definitely world changers. And it's interesting that a church that I went to before the one I'm in now had a Sunday school called World Changers. And I think it was a great concept. That's really what we're all about when it comes to us being called and being chosen for this time with the platform of the big call to go forward with the projects that we have using presentation and project materials that Sue has made available to the people of Big Call Universe. I mean, all of these attributes are so vitally important for us to realize the value that each one of us has. Each one of us has a value on taking this and going forward with it. And I think that was a really good teaching. And yes, Jesus did turn water into real wine, not into grape juice. Believe me. And it's important to realize that, you know, we have miracle working power. You know, we have the presence of God in us. Our spirits became quickened by the Holy Spirit so that we could go about doing works and greater works than Jesus did. According to what he's told us, greater works than these will you do. And then, of course, we would do that using Jesus' name to cast out devils, to raise the dead, to lay hands on the sick, and they what? They will recover. All of those are the the way that we're supposed to be and the way they're supposed to act. And the coolest thing, in a way, is that we have been selected to be joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That's right, joint heirs, meaning whatever Jesus' inheritance is and was and still is, those of us who are called his people, his chosen, will receive those same things. But like Sue said in the teaching, we're to build the kingdom of God on this earth, not just in the great by and by, where God has already made a kingdom for us. That's separate. We're called to make, to have kingdom living take place on this earth while we're still here alive. And that's what we're going to be doing with our projects. Sue, I really appreciate that. Tell me how you see that teaching. Tell me how you envision it and what you gain from it.
Well, I love what you said, Bruce, because you were so emphatic about really what Scripture says we are joint heirs. It is our inheritance. And I love this teaching because it shakes off, I think it's just a lot of accumulation, and mm-hmm. it's really quite a challenge. If you really look at your life, and I'm going to bring a little brain science in here, you know, the conditioning to get along with people, which is how your brain feels safe, you know, if you're too isolated and you're not going along with the crowd, your brain can get error messages. There's a lot that, and this is where the awareness, the consciousness came in. We're already doing the things of Christ. When you realize what you did by being in this for 18 years, seeing it coming and knowing it was going to, and being able to sustain yourself, your momentum, your belief, and everybody on this call, when you realize how much faith that is. And people used to go, Sue, do you really think it's going to happen? And I said, I know, just like it says in this, no, undoubtingly. It's like there was no doubt. There was no doubt. Zero.
And there still is.
Did I? Yep. And I, like, there was zero doubt. Did I ever get bummed out, as Bruce will tell you, when it's like you're having to navigate through the fog and you can't. You don't see anything like all of us? Sure. But did I know? Yes. And what are we doing? When you realize this whole group, community of people, are holding their focus on what we're doing by kicking off some stuff off this planet and energies and toxic, we're shedding this old skin. That's like raising Lazarus, you guys. Mm-hmm. It really is. Yeah. And you're not, and that's the whole point. We're gonna understand that you weren't doing it by yourself. You weren't separated from the kingdom builders and the world changers. You were never separated from Christ. You were never separated from the greatness. You weren't separated from your own greatness. You were never separated from the 800 numbers. That's the illusion. That's what we're fighting off. So I loved it because the new kingdom builders are going to understand the nature of reality that Christ came to show, that we are not separated. You've got to choose the reality you want to see. We're all focusing on a better world, and we're kicking butt and taking names for anything that keeps the kingdom of God from being here. And it just inspired me to have everyone just kind of own who they are. And, you know, you're such a good example, Bruce, of unwavering commitment. So
commitment and faith. That's right. Well, thank you, Sue. I appreciate that. And yes, we are definitely hanging in here for the long term. And it's been a while. Look, 11 years on the big call, 18 years in the currencies themselves is quite a time commitment. But, you know, I think it's going to be something that we're all going to look back on and regard as really an interesting time for us to work on our patience and be steadfastly, just, I don't like the term any more than Sue does, long-suffering, but in a way, it's like,
don't use it.
You don't like that term, so I'm not going to use it, but it's the kind of thing that we've endured a
long
lot,
enduring.
We've learned a lot.
Long enduring.
And we've learned a lot together through this. God has used this time. The time has been redeemed to us to learn and to go deeper into technologies and everything that we're learning to do with our projects. All of that is a part of this wait. And I've got some really interesting intel tonight I think everybody's going to enjoy. It's going to be good. It's a good night. Mm-hmm. So let's do this, Sue. Let's go and see, first of all, let's see whether we have any praise reports that you can bring us tonight. And we'll see what those would be.
We do. And, okay. And they're particularly, I got to read one of them that I'm going to start with. And I want to give, and it's from our just miraculous Pastor mm-hmm. Scott. Praise time three.
Okay. Yep.
Tonight's praise is for the word and connotation of family. It came into my spirit this morning as I prayed and meditated on a word from the Lord. He gave me family. Our Big Call leaders have brought thousands together through teaching and education of our world. All of us as humanitarians here in Big Call Universe are family. We're made up of different cultures, shapes, and sizes. This family has been brought together, chosen, by the Holy Spirit to bring health, happiness, and wholeness to families all across the globe. Many individuals will find and become family with others because of many attempts to bring healing to humankind. There's no other honor in the world than bringing laughter, smiles, and dreams back to those who for some reason lost them. We are repairers of the breach. Go and change the world. Isn't that amazing? You didn't even know what you were going to read. Be blessed,
I know.
Pastor Scott. That was so beautiful, Pastor Scott. Really beautiful.
It was. Thank you, Pastor Scott. We appreciate that, too. And it's important to realize, you know, the healing that has taken place and the miraculous healing that has taken place on many of our listeners like Pastor Scott. And also, mm-hmm. you know, the fact that we are in a position to make huge changes throughout this world. And we'll start here. We'll start here, but it won't end at home. It won't end in our community. It won't end in the United States. It will go throughout the globe. Even from our Big Call listeners. Now, most of them are in the United States, but not really anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got people tuned in from all over the place, Sue. And you've had mm-hmm. people actually contact you from everywhere. I mean, we're getting, obviously, everywhere.
I think we counted like 29 countries. And let's go on to the next, yeah?
Okay, let's do it.
We have another, yeah? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for dying on the cross and defeating the grave so that we may be saved. Also for forgiving our past faults, for us allowing us to look to the future and for new starts, especially this RV that is about to happen, hopefully this week, so we may help others with humanitarian projects, take care of our financial obligations, help family, friends, and others in need. We appreciate our leaders, Bruce, Sue, Bob, Pastor Scott, and GCK, who are guiding us two times a week with positive teachings, praises, information on health, and the RV. God is awesome, loving, and merciful. May God bless us all. Through Jesus Christ, amen and amen. And that's from our genie. Thank you, beautiful genie, for that. I love how they just kind of, you know, yin and yang, man and woman.
They dovetailed it. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it was wonderful. Jeannie, that's a wonderful praise report. Thank you for that. And, yes, let's hope that the information that I received does provide something for us this week. And if the information holds true, I think it will. So let's see what happens there. Sue, thank you very much, Jeannie. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Anything else before we go to you, Sue, again?
No, other than saying let's hold the intention. Intention is the power of our focus to create. Now we're going into the quantum Christ world. We'll hold our intention, right? And let's just see 800 numbers here, right?
Yeah, put them in your imagination. Put them in your mind. Make that your intention that everything comes in. Everything comes in as expected. And we have this. We actually have it. We can almost touch it. It's that close. Sue, I know you've been helping Big Call Universe. You've been getting people underway with designing their best futures. You're still working on presentation templates for people. So tell us how that's going, and then tell us anything else that might help us and the fact that you're still available for those things.
Sure, Bruce. Thank you. And, you know, when I think about every one of you that I've had the opportunity to work with, and I want to give a shout out to all those people, and you know who you are, a few things really stick out about who we are and the passion, Bruce, the dreaming big that is part of our group. And it's that dreaming big that is really important. And then I'm going to give you two tips tonight that are going to keep you protected and keep you in that peak Christ state that you want to be in that victory state. And it's something, Bruce, that a lot of people don't know about and they don't think about, but it's lurking in the background. And if you just write these two tips down, I swear you are going to be so much more secure and golden, and it's going to apply to your world-class presentation, and it's going to apply to designing your best future. So I'm going to give you two tips, and they're very powerful, they're very easy to remember, and they are game-changing for keeping your focus on the light. When your eye is single, this is going to help you to accomplish that. So what I'd like to do, though, Bruce, is start with a testimonial. And this is from a woman who was a nurse up until March. And we'd worked on her world class a ways back. And then she signed up for designing your best future. Mm-hmm. And did you know that Gallup does a poll of the most trustworthy professions. And nurses are the number one trustworthy profession. Wow. So you can trust that. She said, I'm just going to tell you how she expressed it to me, and then I'll read the testimonial. But she said, Sue, you know, I was telling my son, her son lives with her, that, you know, tax season is coming up and this and that, and I just don't know if I should invest in $5.99 for designing my best future. And she said, it's the best thing I've ever done. She was so great. And she told her son, and not just like to be able to have somebody that's like supporting you and listening to your mom say, God, this was the best thing. So this is what she wrote. And this is for you, Miss Cindy. Thank you for your beautiful, loving, right on it heart. Sue, I can't thank you enough for everything you've done for me. You're truly a gift from God. After the call with you to prepare for the presentation, I debated for several days on scheduling the Designing My Best Future. With the passing of days, the enormity of what is to come really began to sink in, and I found myself with more questions than answers. I realized that I needed a structured plan to ensure I knew what needed to be done, in what order, and how to effectively obtain the results that I wanted, as well as how to make high-quality decisions. I'm humbled to know that I'm chosen to be here at this time in history, along with so many others. We're about to receive an incredible gift from God and be tasked with being good stewards of this gift. And Sue has given me the tools and the confidence that I needed. Thank you again for everything. Peace and love to you, Cindy. And here's where our topic for tonight, our touchstones for tonight, are going to dovetail into this. And it's a little known, very rarely talked about peace, and it's sabotage. And a lot of people, quote unquote, instead of shooting for the stars, we shoot for our foot. And that's by Ellen Hendrickson, a PhD. She talks about how we procrastinate, how we, you know, kind of don't start because we're afraid we're going to fail. And tonight, we're going to talk about something that I'm really noticing, and it's a big piece. And it's if you have too much to do in your life, that you can't write a world-class presentation, or you think that because you have too much to do now, without the help, you're not going to be able to do projects. That's a form of sabotage. And why would you think that? Why would you do that? Because, guys, you've never had the experience of walking into a room and being able to gather people together and say, I'm the one, or we together are going to create this. You've never had that experience. You've probably, you know, gone to a boss that was cranky or told you what to do. You've never been in a position where sitting down and writing out projects and things that are meaningful to you, that's been supported, number one. Number two, which you're going to get tonight, is you've never been, and I was working with this man right before the call, Bruce, and what we did and what we do in Designing My Best Future is we get you, so number one, please write this down. You don't have decision fatigue or initiative overload. Decision fatigue or initiative overload. Those are the two areas I'm going to focus on. So I've been around some people and they're saying, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. I have eight projects. But I'm going to do 1.5 a year. I'm going to focus on those. I'm going to make sure I understand the arc of development. That means how they get developed. I'm going to make sure I go, you can write this down, slowly is holy, that you go organically and you're not, you know, can you imagine how many people want me to like talk to them or whatever? It's like if I talk to all the amazing people that want to do that with me, I would totally lose my focus because I love everybody in this community. But I've got to focus in the first 6 months.
That's right.
So here's what I want you to do. This is kind of designing my best future. I want you to really look, and if you look up any kind of strategic planning, strategic initiatives, 1 to 3, even Elon Musk with 4 of his businesses out there, he didn't do all 4. He launched 3, but he had built up a huge team by then. 1 to 3, or else you don't have any initiatives. 1 to 3 initiatives. So look at your projects and think to yourself, okay, which of these do I really want to focus on to get started? And just intend to do that, and then realize that you're going to have getting your real estate, getting your team together, and getting your family and just your personal thing together. That's enough. Especially in the first 6 months, I wanted everybody to have that. So, number 2, understanding that if you can give yourself some space and time, and this is what this woman Cindy loved, and what this man that I was working with, we sit down and you're with me, and I'm going to help you to focus and get clarity on your projects, on what is meaningful to you. When you're not in a high pressure, multiple things happening all at once, that is very distracting, and it creates one of the biggest sabotage potentiators, which is decision fatigue. You know, when you have people trying to call you, and your husband's calling you, or your wife is calling you, or your girlfriend, all that noise in your head. The best thing you can do right now is say to yourself, how am I going to give myself some quiet after this goes? And literally ask the Holy Spirit, what is the most important thing for me to focus on? Hopefully you've been doing that all along. But what is the most important thing for me to focus on and execute? And that's the best I can give you without taking you into a whole, you know, hour and a half webinar. So that's, if you need help with designing your best future and you want to have the clarity of that incredible, disciplined, amazing nurse, Cindy, amazing heart. She got so much clarity and so much emotional. This stuff is, you need to get grounded so you know what you want to feel, how you want to feel as you're going through this. Please send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com, integratedminds@hushmail.com, and just put designing my best future $5.99. That means you know that it's $5.99. And you're going to invest in 4 hours back to back getting you, not Cindy, not Bruce, not Bob, not Sue, but finding out what your values are, not what I tell you, your values, where you're in alignment. Bruce will tell you, I'll point out when you're not in alignment, when you're saying, I don't like this kind of person, but I'm going to work with them, or this or that. You've got to be aligned emotionally and with your values. And when you do that, you're going to attract people and you're going to have an amazing time doing your projects. So that's for that. And World Class, yes, is now open. We took care of the overload. So if you're still on the fence and you haven't been able to put in a concise but articulate and cogent, that means well-formed way, your projects, you can send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put world-class presentation, $165. It's not just a number 165. It's an investment because it's a formula for helping you create and craft your projects that will be easy for the real estate people to understand, for you to articulate, and that will keep you on point. Most people don't know how to provide a decisive, clear plan, and this will do it for you. So you'll feel proud, and you can use it with other people. So
yep.
Fuck the sabotage, get clear, make a commitment, lead yourself to your victory, be the world changer, and know that you can attract the support and the fellow partners that you need. And that's what this, what we're starting to do with World Class and what we do together in designing your best future. You are not alone. You're deeply supported. And we love you. That's your segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that so much. Yep. And obviously everybody can spell integrated now, but that's really good. So that's important, Sue. They'll be in touch with you, and I'll remind them in the Intel segment about getting in touch with you for those two things. So we're back open. Emails are back open for both designing your best future as well as world-class presentation $165. $165 to get everything you need to build out your own world-class presentation. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that so much. It's so strong. And I really personally love the fact that we've talked about world changers and who the world changers are. And I know one world changer for sure because he's a host on the Big Call and he's changing people's lives every day. And that is Bob. Bob, are you there on remote site in Sarasota at the Mastermind Conference? Thank you for coming in, Bob.
Yeah, sure, Bruce. And thanks, Sue. I was listening to your segment about sabotage. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some people are good at both sabotage and procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
And so they should just procrastinate on sabotage. It could solve
that. I like
that.
That's good.
That's very good.
It'll solve the whole problem.
Yeah. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
So how's
so
it going
down
there?
In, I'm in Sarasota at the Westin.
Yep.
There's 135 people this time at the Mastermind.
Right.
Lots of new members and lots of old friends that I've been seeing here for over 6 years.
Yeah.
So it's great. And a lot of them are my customers as well.
Yeah.
And so I get to catch up with the people that are using the products. They want to give me updates. One of them has been using the products every day for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Ty. And he always wants to come up and thank us because he has so much energy and brain power from using the Boomer Boost and Barley. And today I had another guy came up and he goes, "Now I remember you warned me about taking too much of that barley too soon. I should have listened a little bit more carefully." He's like, "I definitely was detoxifying too much, so I had to cut back." I was like,
"Wow,
yeah, that's no sense in not being dumb about it after I told you what to do." Right? And he's like, "But I'm okay now." I was like, "Yeah, it's 400 times stronger than the next best superfood." Like,
there you go.
Take it as directed. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then I talked to another guy who's been using the Good Night formula. And this is a very well-known businessman who used to run the business division of the Anthony Robbins Corporation. And he uses all of our products, including the Good Night formula. And he was like, "Man, that stuff really works." He's like, "First time I took it, I slept straight through." He's like, "I never sleep straight through the night."
Yeah, right.
I was like, "Yep, Mitch, that's the way it goes." I wasn't kidding. But, you know, when you tell some people things about on certain products that work really well, even though they trust you, they're still a little skeptical, like, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it, because I've never taken a sleep product before that ever worked. And,
right.
I trust Bob, but I'll wait and see if it really works for me, because I'm a tough
prove
case,
it out.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when it works, it's like this great confirmation.
Yeah.
And then this morning when we started out, I went to an exercise class. Tara Watterson, who's a woman that has a company that leads retreats for people that want to get in shape, whether they want to release weight or get stronger or whatever. And she just led a 5-day retreat on Anna Maria Island, which is nearby here, last week. And then she came this week. And this morning at 7 o'clock, she led a power walk and exercise down at the water. And I got to go with some friends of mine, with Tara, who I've known for a couple of years. And it was really beautiful. It was a perfect day. And we walked all the way down and over this bridge and did these exercises that she calls activators, which she's designed to change your brain chemistry when you do these activation exercises. So that's how I got to start the morning. And then the first speaker of the day, Brian DeMasso, is a protege from Bob Proctor. He was Bob Proctor's protege. And he gave a talk for an hour, like a keynote talk this morning, about quantum physics and manifestation and focus and mindset. That was really, really great. And that kind of started out the day and went on from there. And
that's so
it's been a really great day so far. We have 3 more days to go. Came down on Monday. We had some events on Monday afternoon, and it'll go also tomorrow and Thursday and Friday.
Yep.
And it's just going really well. So just wanted to check in briefly and say hello to everybody.
Absolutely. Bob, what are you going to speak on Thursday? Are you going to speak on Thursday, Bob?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. That's usually your day. Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Everything is good, and just wanted to check in and say hello.
Absolutely,
awesome,
Bob. I'm glad you did. I think it's great, and I'm glad you did. What's my time hack, Bob?
Hang up. 9:50.
All right, good. Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate you coming in, and have a great rest of the week down there. You might be getting a call from me here, so keep your phone handy, okay? I won't call you to bug you. I'll just call you if I need to talk to you, okay?
Okay, very well.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Bob.
Good night, everybody.
All right.
Night, Sue. Bye-bye.
And remember, everybody, the way to get onto the site that Bob has for boomers is to go to bigcalluniverse.com, and then when you land on our homepage, you click on the banner that says Boomers. You click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's website, and that'll bring you in, and you can look at all the products that he's got available. He's got the Boomer Boost and the Barley, all the descriptions. The total health system, you can learn about each and every product. Sometimes on the on sale page, you'll see certain products are bundled, like in threes. That's usually a better, much better savings to buy them that way. as far as the Good Night formula, man, absolutely, it works, and it works well. And I know that for me last night, Sue, I didn't tell you this, my dream, I had a very long tennis dream last night, and it was a really good tennis dream. I was playing really well, and that was a lot of fun. And also in my dream, I was reading beautifully in my dream. So
wow.
I love to be, Oh, yeah. I was reading. I was like, oh, that's no problem at all. I was reading.
That is so cool.
Yep, that's really cool. And you know,
and,
the good news formula works.
Will you please tell a guy by the name of Randall to stop sending me these outrageous gifts?
Yes, Randall, I know what you're sending
my
to.
God.
She sends me some pretty cool gifts now and then.
GIF.
Not
like,
GIFT,
oh my God.
But GIF. And Randall,
yeah.
I know that she sends you stuff that just gets Sue cracked up laughing.
Oh my
and,
God.
Randall,
so funny.
And just lay it down, brother. Lay it down. All right. Well, very cool. Well, guys, really, take advantage of what is available for you on the big call. Take advantage of, you know, maybe you don't realize just how absolutely genius both Sue and Bob are and how totally helpful they are to Big Call Universe because, you know, Sue, with the opportunities that you have with her are tremendous, and those with Bob and the products that he has. I mean, this is it, man. It's almost swimsuit season. It's almost there. We're almost there. This is when, you know, you've got to be looking at how am I feeling? What is my weight like? Can I get in shape? How do I do that? How do I do it and stay healthy? All of that stuff. So if you have an opportunity, go to the site. The 800 number is on the site. Check it out and give Bob, not Bob this week because he's out of pocket, but his staff will help you on a number of these things. All right? So thank you so much. Sue, I'm going to go into the Intel portion now, and hopefully you will stay and listen to it, and then we'll close the call in a little while. Let me let this person in. Happens to be a kitty cat. And let's talk about it. Let's see where we are. Now, today's Tuesday. Of course, we get a lot of things between Thursday and Tuesday, and things change, and they morph, and this target kind of moved, and it moved again. So it doesn't matter on what we thought we were going to get. What really matters is what we are going to get and when, right? That's how I'm looking at it. So I'm not going to bring you everything from the past. This is what's important. All right. Iraq is a sovereign nation, right? Maybe. Yes, they are, but they are the ones that need to bring out when, and I hate to say it, but when they get the green light from us, they'll bring out their new rate and mention the seating of their government, the prime minister, the parliament, all of that having been completed and seated. Now, listen, it's probably been done for a while, but they just haven't announced it yet. That's what I'm talking about. They're operating with a rate in country. They are exchanging with other countries. In other words, they're trading with other countries, and they have a rate with which they're doing that. But tomorrow, Wednesday, we're expecting all new rates from all of the countries. And everybody is connected to the quantum financial system. Everybody is okayed and synced up through the ISO 222 protocols. All of that's been complete. And the codes that we're going to call the activation codes for the quantum financial system were put in on Sunday morning. Now, today's Tuesday, so it's a couple of days ago. They put those codes in. And the thinking is that once those codes were entered, the algorithms would kick in, and as many as 8,600 things, events, matters would be started in some timeline progression. That is supposed to be happening now without fail, without stoppage. So why did we have a what seemingly was a one-day delay from today to tonight or tomorrow. We think that there's been some resistance in a couple of three-letter agencies that might have held it up, although, to be completely clear, the banks had meetings all day today, starting this morning, until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then the redemption center started around 2:30 with meetings this afternoon, and these are Zoom calls, one-way Zoom calls. All right, from then all the way to 7 o'clock tonight. So meetings in the morning to early afternoon, meetings in the mid-afternoon to later this evening until 7 o'clock. Now, what did they discuss? We're not sure. We're not exactly sure. We know that there were meetings last night with three principals. Our Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, Judy Shelton, as you know, was appointed to help get everything done with the Treasury, and also Wilbur Ross. Those three had four more on the call with them, and they were making very good decisions over a couple of hours that I'm sure will affect us in one way or another. So that was last night, and then what we thought would occur today with our notifications and notifications to bondholders turned into money or funds that did not get moved last night or this morning would be moved overnight tonight. So the monies that we looked for to be there today will be moved overnight tonight. And as a result, for the bondholders, and they will get their notifications, as I'm told, by 10 or 10:30 in the morning, which is by email, and then they should have access to those funds that they're mentioned in their email. Once they get their codes, they can plug those in. They should see their accounts and have access to those funds tomorrow afternoon. They didn't say what time tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to say probably after 2 p.m., but I don't have that. That's just a guess. So when they get access to their funds tomorrow afternoon, I'm talking about bondholders now, that we are supposed to receive our notifications as they are getting their access to funds tomorrow afternoon, which means we would be theoretically, this is if everything works out, everything goes with no pause, no stoppage. If everything works according to plan, we would get our notifications tomorrow afternoon when the bondholders get access to funds, and then we would be setting our appointments tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, most likely for our exchanges to start on Thursday. Now remember, redemption centers can start as early as 8:30 or 9 in the morning, and they can go as late as 9:30, 10, or 10:30 at night in some locations. Okay, they can go based on their setup. They can go late. So it's possible that if we got notified between 2 and 4 in the afternoon, we could set our appointments and go in the evening tomorrow night. It's possible. I'm going to give it a 40% chance and say most likely we will set appointments and start on Thursday, which I think is going to be fine with everybody. So that's the nutshell of the intel that we got today from very strong people that are handling the oversight of bonds and paymasters for Wells Fargo. Now, obviously, guys, this is not an exact science. We know that things happen. Even though the quantum system is in charge and large and in charge and running the show through these algorithms, there is a lot of things that will be happening. But from my understanding, everything is moving through, and what is moving faster is the funds that didn't get there by today are supposed to be released overnight tonight. So I think we're all set. Our funds, from what we understand, our monies that we will get at our exchanges, we will get without a problem. They're already more or less there. They're there in the banks that will be handling our redemptions. Priority one for the banks and Wells Fargo is ZIM holders. That's priority one. Get the ZIM holders done. Priority two is if you have any bonds other than ZIM and you bring those in, that's priority two. And yes, Wells Fargo can take care of those bonds at the redemption center. And I know some people that have some of those. Number three is the rest of the currencies. The currencies are priority three. Priority one, ZIM, Zimbabwe bearer bonds is what we have. Two is other bonds, and three is currency. Speaking of our currency, we know that some people are going to want to get some cash, and this should be our new USN or USTN, United States Treasury notes, at the redemption center. And they know that, and this is part of what they talked about last night. I believe they decided to have up to $2,500 available for us should we want some cash, our new money, our new notes at the redemption center. I think they've topped it out at like $2,500 just to get people a little walking around money while they're getting used to the idea of their new debit credit card. Okay, now I want to go over my best recollection of the new information that we brought out a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago. When you go in for your exchange and your redemption of ZIM, and remember, the ZIM is only redeemed through a Wells Fargo-operated redemption center. Even if it's a Chase redemption center or a Citi or Bank of America, they are going to have a Wells Fargo representative there to oversee the operation. Okay? So that's a very positive thing. You've got the mother load of your ZIM, let's call it that. That's what I've called it for a long time. That goes into a Quantum account because it's in the Quantum financial system as a digital currency. It's going to go in as USN, digital, and it goes into a non-interest bearing system of the Quantum financial system. So we call it the Quantum account. Now, they're trying to decide how much we're going to be able to move. The last time we heard something, it was if you're a ZIM holder and you have projects with some longevity and you planned on being around for a while, whether through the med beds or whatever, you know, for more than your normal lifespan, they are going to want you to take up to 50% of that Quantum account and put it in your primary account, which for me will be with Wells Fargo. Put that in. That's half of your Quantum account. Put it in Wells Fargo. And then we've used the term spillover account for a long, long time. I'm going to add the term secondary account, which could be the same thing as spillover, because we're going to earn interest on the balance that's in our primary account. And you guys remember the example we used was, let's say you have $100 trillion worth of ZIM exchange, or ZIM redemption, actually. And let's say that goes into your Quantum account. Well, this is only an example. It is not a cap. It is not a limit. It is merely an example for easy math. Obviously, your numbers are going to be based on your amounts of ZIM that you have, okay? So start with $100 trillion in new dollars, digital, in your Quantum account. You take, if you're doing long-term projects like Sue's doing and Bob's doing and I'm doing, we'd be able to take 50% of that, put it right into our motherlode. Well, we better call it right into our primary account with the bank. We've negotiated a rate of interest at the bank. Now, this is what you would do with your bank. If it's Wells, we know roughly where it is in the 8.25% maximum rate, and that's annual APY, annual percentage yearly. That's the term they're using, APY, all right? So let's say I take 8%. I'm going to want 2% per quarter divided up that way, and that way it get that interest dumped into the secondary account, or we could still call it the spillover account. It's both from the primary. In other words, the interest funds that account. That's my operating account, at least initially. There may be several accounts, but that's what I'm going to operate out of, okay? In other words, spend money out of, I'll have a debit card, not a debit card, a credit card, debit card tied to that secondary account. That's my desire, to do it that way. And then operate the projects and everything that I need to purchase and invest in and stuff in that, from that secondary account. Okay? So the primary account has half of the 100 T, so it's got 50 trillion in it, in our example, and it's earning, let's call it 8%, 2% pays per quarter, and it's put into the secondary account, and that's what I'm operating out of. Call that my master operating account. Okay? That's kind of the example I wanted to get out to you guys. That's how that should work. Now, obviously, you can set these banking things up after your exchange day. When you go in for your exchanges and redemption, it's not a day to do 15 different banking things. That's what you're going to want to do after your exchange appointment with your main bank or with a secondary bank, whatever it is that you want to work with, okay? But really, at the redemption center appointment, they want us in and out of there in 40 to 42 minutes total, in and out. And that's 5 to 8 minutes to do a one-on-one presentation that you're going to make to a group of two or three or maybe four people sitting at a table listening to you talk about the projects, or maybe, that you are going to do. And like Sue has said many times, this is not you applying for a loan. This is not you begging with your hat in your hands. This is you confidently telling these individuals what you are going to do. You don't have to ask permission of them. Okay? The tables have turned on all this, you guys. We're going to go in. We've got good projects, great projects, and we're going to take these things and fund them. And this is what we're letting them know that we're going to do. Now, do they want to know what our projects are? Yes. Do they want a copy of your project presentation? Yes, which is a 1 to 3 page max outline, not a business plan, just an outline. And this gives them an idea so they can feed that information into the quantum computer to see what type of duplication there would be across the country. And if there's too much duplication in one area, or they don't seem to think it's gonna fly that way, they'll get in touch with you and maybe make some changes or alterations to your plan or suggest some changes. Okay? So I want you guys to realize this is the opportune time to get in touch with Sue and make sure you have a presentation with 1, 2, 3, or 4 projects. You don't need 10 different projects. You just need a few projects to get started. Okay, and you need to get in touch with Sue so she can help you language this with the formula that she has created for 10 or 15,000 projects over this country. And they're not all from the U.S., by the way. So here's what you want to do. if you're that person and you haven't started writing it down, get your ideas down, just your project ideas down, and get in touch with Sue at integratedminds@hushmail.com. integratedminds@hushmail.com. And you want to put in your subject line, you want to put world-class presentation, $165. That indicates that you know there's an investment that you're making of $165 to get the example, the samples, the template, the formula to produce this presentation. And you'll get everything that you need to be able to do that. Okay? And that'll come once Sue receives that initial email. She'll send one out to acknowledge it, and then she'll be in touch with you on how to pay. If you have PayPal, that's the best formula for her. If you don't, she'll invoice you and let you pay another way. Okay? So I think that's huge. Now, let's say that you want to design your best future. Let's say you have the wherewithal for $599 as an investment in your future, and you want to have 4 one-hour sessions that are contiguous in the sense they're not all on the same day, but they're on 4 separate days, usually back-to-back, but that way you get 4 hours of Sue's time customized, personalized to you, your life, your situation, and how to go about dealing with the first 6 months of this new life. Takes you from where you are right now to where you would be in 6 months. That's designing your best future. You do that also with your email, which is integratedminds@hushmail.com. And you want to put in your subject line, you want to put designing my best future or designing your best future, $599, so that you know it's a $599 investment that you're making in this leadership training, in this coaching, in this personalized 4-session package with Sue. All right? Now, it's important that you go ahead and get those out tonight. Send those out as soon as you can, and Sue will respond as soon as she can, usually within a few hours. So here's the deal, guys. We are looking good. Iraq is going to do what they need to do tomorrow and or Thursday. We should get notified when the bondholders get access to funds tomorrow afternoon. That comes through. We should get our emails when they're getting access to their funds tomorrow afternoon. It's sort of a staggered start. It's not a true shotgun start. It's sort of a staggered shotgun start. Okay? And I think that if this all comes through, then this would be our last call, and we will not have a call on Thursday. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, it's all contingent on everything going and going in the order that I gave it tonight. But this is something that we'll keep an eye on and we'll be monitoring, and we will have 800 or the 800 number out on our website when that becomes available. I'll have it put on our site, bigcalluniverse.com. And if you are on the site and we had this go on, we have the toll-free number. You would be able to see it on our website, and you will get, if you're registered on bigcalluniverse.com, you will get an email with the toll-free number in that email. We'll send that out. Most of us, 80 to 90% of us, will find out about this and get it from the Wells Fargo servers to your own email. Now, some of us have changed emails. Some of us, they may not have an email for yet, and that's where I come in with the email that we're going to send out from bigcalluniverse.com. But I'm really looking forward to this going, as are you guys. And we'll see just how quickly it all comes together. Let's see if the information I have tonight is true. And if it is, we're going to be in great shape. Probably notify tomorrow afternoon, setting appointments up for Thursday. All right? So the public is supposed to be on tap for next week, starting the 16th or so. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of other things happening that will come out and surprise us all, hopefully, in a very, very good way. Like Nasara kicking in. I don't have a new date on when that's supposed to kick in, but hopefully soon, and it may be next week, the week of the 16th. So, everybody, I want you everybody to have a great night. Get in touch with Sue and get in touch with the site, our site, and go to Bob's site for your Boomer products, okay? Thanks, everybody, so much. Let's go ahead and pray the call out, and then we can have a nice evening. Lord God, we thank you so much for everybody that's been able to listen to the call from all these countries, all around the world, through simultaneous broadcasting. Thank you for the people that have made that possible in doing that. Thank you for those that are listening to the big call, maybe for the first time. Thank you for Venezuela being included in this broadcast and all the other nations that I mentioned earlier. Thank you for keeping us healthy, for providing for us, for doing everything to keep us ready with open arms to receive this blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the big call tonight. We appreciate you. Like I said, if everything goes according to plan, we won't be having a call Thursday. If we don't get notified by Thursday night, we will have a big call then. Everybody, take care. God bless you all. And thank you, everybody. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Thank you, Jeannie. And thank you, everybody around the globe, all of Big Call Universe, that's listening to the call tonight. Thank you very, very much. All right. God bless everybody. Good night.